This is Northwest News from 88.5 KPLU. The head of the Environmental Protection Agency, Gina McCarthy, says she is concerned about recruiting the best and the brightest to public service. She delivered the keynote at a climate leadership conference in Seattle, and she took time beforehand to talk to students at the University of Washington. KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe went along and asked her afterward for some perspective on the future of the EPA.
Where do you see the environment fitting into this current dialogue? It seems like it's getting a bit of a backseat between comments about the sizes of hands and other kinds of weird discussions that I'm embarrassed practically to be hearing.
I think everybody's kind of embarrassed with the tone of the conversation now. But, you know, to me, a president doesn't become a president until they're voted in, and that's when they get serious about really governing. And this country needs leadership. I think this president has shown that on some of the biggest challenges we face, in particular the challenge of climate change. And I think the conversation that I've had today is to how do we talk about the environment in a way that makes people understand why it matters to them personally, what it means to their family. Because when a community like Flint faces those challenges, nobody runs away with it and says that's unimportant and we shouldn't take care of it. But it should never get to a Flint. We should never have that kind of disinvestment. And it's time for us to raise this up as a larger issue and to explain to people why the environment matters to them personally, why it deserves continued investment. Because while we've done great at taking the black smoke out of smokestacks and the lead out of gasoline, I still have lead in paint that our kids are being exposed to. I still have, you know, problems with drinking water in specific locations. I still have cleanups I have to do. Science is telling us we got to drive air pollution down even more than we have already. And if we really want our kids to be healthy and for them to have a really good future, we got to take action, particularly on climate change as well.
Mm-hmm. You called it kind of wonky and boring, but I was interested in what you were saying about the really important work of a political appointee getting the right staff in place who can roll with whatever the political winds blow by.
Well, one of the things that challenge us the most is, and I think you've noted it, EPA's been in sort of the bullseye here. We have been, basically all of our moves have been questioned. Our science has been questioned. And it's very difficult for people in the agency to keep their spirits up, even though we've made tremendous progress. We know it, and we can see it and feel it. So we're doing the right thing, and we're doing it in, a very courageous way, and one that is consistent with the science and the law. But if you look at it, public service is not an easy thing to do right now. When you have political rhetoric the way we have it, I worry about who the next level of career staff is. Where are these young people going to gravitate towards? Are they looking at, you know, a presidential contest and the rhetoric there as saying, I want nothing to do with public service right now? So I'm trying to figure out how we make sure that I'm protecting the people in the agency, that our career staff feel that they can keep making science-based decisions and following the law and knowing that political leadership will protect them. But I'm also worried about getting out to the schools and reminding them that if you care about public health, it's not just about doctors and nurses. It's not the after effects of the exposure. It's reducing the exposure itself and why that is a noble thing to do and why, despite the political rhetoric, presidents are going to care about the people they serve. Communities are going to demand it. And we're going to keep getting the information out there that allows people to protect themselves as well and to demand that level of protection that people in the 60s did.
That was EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy in an exclusive interview with KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe. McCarthy has been at the helm of the EPA for about 7 years. Before that, she served as the commissioner of the Connecticut Department of Environmental Protection.